should I say something that it's two parts? Okay, so our meditation today has two parts. One is talking about greed, that's my part, and Catherine will talk about generosity. So according to Webster's definition, greed is excessive and reprehensible acquisitiveness. Okay, I can't say it correctly, but I think you know what I mean. In the scripture, Jesus warns us, watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of her possessions. And in a different passage, Jesus says, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Greed implies that we want more and more. And in the end, this can lead to our destruction. Whether it is greed for food, money, drugs, exercise, or attention, we want more and more and end up losing what we had in the first place, a healthy mind, body, or a healthy relationship. The more we get, the less we are satisfied. Thomas Aquinas describes greed. He says, greed is the immoderate straining for all the possessions which man thinks are needed to assure his importance. It constricts the human being, and it renders him or her incapable of seeing reality. It is also extremely self-centered and can lead not only to the destruction of the person, but also to the people around her. In close relationships, greed for attention, power, righteousness harms and often leads to its end. The same could be said to the relationship with God. Or for the relationship with God. It's one thing to say no to greed and another to actually do it. We are all prone to it. The antidote is to really appreciate what we have. The prodigal son learned this the hard way. Like the prodigal son, we might want to have it all, and have it now. This longing that makes us depart from reality could bring us to our knees. But when we read scripture, we meet a loving father welcoming us back. We too need to close ourselves with compassion and kindness with ourselves. Pieper, a Thomist and German philosopher, writes, while describing a moral standard for humanity, that he in his own life, in his own daily life, is utterly unable to meet that standard. We are human beings with strengths and weaknesses. As to greed, here is the parable of the two wolves. Two wolves. An old man was teaching his grandson about life. A fight is going on inside of me, he said to the boy. It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, self-doubt, and ego. The other wolf is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. This same fight is going on inside of you and inside every other person too. The grandson son thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The grandfather simply replied, "The one you feed." Thank you.